1815, I, Edmond Dantès, was first mate of the Pharaoh, bound for Marseille from Smyrna, Trieste, and Naples. The day we left Naples, the captain was attacked by a fever and died within 3 days. On the 28th day of September, we sighted the coast of France. Some hours later, we rounded the Chateau d'If and entered Marseille Harbor. Monsieur Morel, the owner, came abroad.
Good day, Monsieur Morel.
Good day, Monsieur Danglars.
You've heard of the misfortune that's befallen us, Monsieur Morel?
Yes, yes, you mean poor Captain Leclerc. He was a brave and an honest man.
And a first-rate seaman, growing old between sky and ocean.
Well, a man needs not be old, Danglars, to know his business. Edmond Dantès, your mate there, seems to understand his thoroughly.
Hey, let go of the anchor!
You see, he fancies himself captain already.
And so, in fact, he is.
Monsieur Morel, I'm at your service. You called me, I think.
Yes, Dantès. I'm told you stopped a day and a half at the Isle of Elba. Why?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know?
No, sir. It was to fulfill the last instruction of Captain Leclerc when he was dying. He gave me a packet to be delivered on the island.
Ah. You did right, Dantès, to follow Captain Leclerc's instructions, though if it were known that you've delivered a packet to the island, it might get you into trouble.
How could it get me into trouble, sir, if I don't even know what it was I was delivering? Beg your pardon, sir. Here, the customs officer's coming alongside.
Hey there, over the companionway.
Well, Monsieur Morel?
Yes, Monsieur Danglars?